This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children within the court system. Colleen Smith speaks with Kristen Cole, currently an advocate supervisor for CASA Northwest Arkansas.
I also worked for the Department of Human Services as a caseworker and investigator for several years, and I have been working in child welfare for around 12 years now.
So could you tell me a little bit about why a child might come into foster care?
A child would come into foster care only if they are in imminent danger. So a child cannot come into care just because has to be some type of abuse or neglect. Usually a child will come into foster care. Let's just say a child is being physically or sexually abused, and the parent or the offender is in the home and they are not protecting them, and so the child will have to come into care for that. A lot of our kids will come into care because they are being neglected for the parents abusing methamphetamines or prescription pain medications. Sometimes a lot of people think it's just for abuse, and I would probably say 90% of the time it's actually for neglect.
So tell me about how a child would come into DHS custody.
Somebody would call the child abuse hotline, and the DHS worker will get that call, and depending on what the allegations are, they will have to see that child between 24 to 48 hours. Once the child is seen, they will assess the situation. If the child's life is in imminent danger, they will go ahead and take a hold on the child at that time. There are some situations where, let's say, the parents are being arrested for like a drug bust or something like that, and whether it be in a car in their home, and the child just, they don't have parents because they're incarcerated. And so at that time, it's just called no legal caretaker. And so they will have to take the child into care at that time.
So tell me about some of the emotions surrounding a child when they are placed in custody.
Usually children have a lot of emotions going on, depending on where the hold is taken. If the hold is taken at the home, let's just say, usually the children are very angry because they don't want to be removed from the home with their parents, because that's their norm, you know, that's their parents. And being taken out of the home, the unknown is very fearful for them.
We'll continue this discussion at 8:30. For more on CASA, court-appointed special advocates, NWACASA.org.